Welcome to my sixth podcast. Today you're going to hear lots of things in the background, lots of noises. I am doing my podcast. So I got the cat meowing in the lounge and little Olivia's joined us for today. I didn't do it my usual time between 12:30 in the morning, 1 o'clock, because we had I was just exhausted keeping it real. So I decided, you know what? I always talk about when opportunity arises, and sometimes you just got to take it at different times. Well, this is one of them. I figured if I don't, if I sleep in again at 12:30 in the morning and I don't say my little podcast, well then it could go on for another day, next minute, 2 months, next minute, 3 years. Then I've only done 4 episodes, or maybe this would be my 6th. So I figured I'm just going to tape it, and so my message is, yeah, you can draw. You want to say hi to everyone? She has a pussy. Say hi.
Hi, Daddy.
Oh, it's not Daddy, because if Daddy's listening, he would be saying hi. Just say hi. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Oh, yes. You know, eventually, darling, you'll probably be, if you want to join me later on, as years go by, yeah, well, you can just get your crayons out. Okay, so why am I out of breath? Because I'm just sitting down. Well, I was thinking this morning as I was telling myself, am I going to do it? There's going to be a lot of distractions, but why don't I just make that my podcast episode? So for the 6th one, the theme is, you can't get distracted on your goal. Even though there's lots of stuff going around you, you got to continue on the goal and just deal with the distractions. So you can't use them as an excuse and say, well, you know what? I can't focus on that. There's too many things going around me. My boss is asking me to do things. You know, I've got family going on. I'm not feeling well. And, you know, those are all legitimate stuff because, you know, you've got to take care of your responsibilities and things like that. And you hear people say, if you're really passionate. I got it. And you read it all the time. And people say, you just got to get to it. And whatever you'll get to it, your time is, you've got to do it if you really want it. And some days it's not going to be ideal. It's really not. And then some days are going to be better. But as long as you keep getting at it, you eventually get there. And I read, you know, I was watching this YouTube channel and this girl, she's 20-something. And I think for her, she said maybe was it must be like 15 to 20 minutes. That's all she works on her. Sometimes she sets her day aside for 15 to 20 minutes because, you know, she's got other, as we do, we all have life going on. She can't always get to what she needs to do, like, you know, to reach her goal. So, you know, maybe I thought, you know what, I don't have to put in, there's some days I just cannot put in 4 hours a day from, usually my hours are set between 10 o'clock at night to 2 in the morning, and some days, and I can do that, but there are some nights I'm like, oh my goodness, I need to sleep, because then I wake up early because I've got baby. And I've got the house to clean, or if you've got work, or, you know, you've got children yourself, or you don't have either of those two, but you've got other stuff, like you might be helping up a family member. Well, I understand. So she said, just keep it 20 minutes a day. So I was like, you know, if I can't get 4 hours my time, and the reason why I have those time is because everyone is asleep, husband's at home, I've spent an hour with him or half an hour. He probably would like half an hour because he's thinking, I'm tired, I just want to go and go to sleep. Or, I'm tired, I don't want to talk about my feelings. Because I always ask him about talking about his feelings. And, you know, guys, they don't want to analyze their feelings. So, you got to grab the moments when you can. And don't be so hard on yourself when it doesn't happen in your ideal mind. So I guess that's my thing. Grab the moments when you can work on what you're trying to achieve. And just use that time, that quality time. And I tell you, you'll be a lot happier because you've started to work towards it each day. And if you don't be so hard on yourself. Yes? Sticker? I tell you, I always tell people, the world is already hard on you. Don't add on to beating yourself up. It's just really not worth it. You know, be your best to you, be your best friend to yourself, be kind to yourself, don't get so down on yourself. And I'm telling myself, can you use a piece of paper please for that, not on mummy's book. Yeah, I don't need to draw on mummy's books. You have lots of paper, draw on the window. Yeah, so with Olivia, I just let her, you know, she can scribble on windows because you could always wipe it off. So, which is awesome. So, that is my... And she always likes me to trace around her hands. And then she will take the paper and stick it on the window. So, that's where my little baby's at right now. Okay, well, you know what? Have a really good day if you just joined me. And guess what? It is 10:30 a.m. Right? It's not 1:30 a.m. It's 10:30 a.m. So if you join me and it's in the morning, have a good day. Be kind to yourself. And if it's at night, be kind to yourself before you go to sleep. Don't be so hard. Okay. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.